USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The man accused of stabbing five people during a Hanukkah celebration in New York is facing federal hate crime charges. The man allegedly used a machete or long knife during his attack. Patrick Brosnan with Brosnan Risk Consultants says his group will be patrolling around synagogues and keeping everyone safe.
Ex-FBI, state police, and detectives. They'll be going to these different, in a very, very menacing, omnipresent truck.
The North Texas security guard who shot and killed a gunman inside a church is speaking out. Jack Wilson says he did what he had to do. Wilson says the shooter didn't do much but quiver on the ground after being shot. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is preparing for his trip later this week to Ukraine. Pompeo is planning to meet with Ukraine's president. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Apple is facing a lawsuit from a cardiologist at New York University who claims the company is using his heartbeat monitoring tech in Apple Watches without permission. There's an interesting update to the ongoing survey about the nation's most interesting people. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
Polar opposites are at the top of this new most admired poll, as former President Barack Obama and current President Donald Trump are tied for the most admired men in America, both winning 18% of the vote in Gallup's latest annual poll. They were followed by former President Jimmy Carter, Tesla CEO Elon Musk, both who got only 2%, former First Lady Michelle Obama, America's most admired woman. She secured 10% of the vote, followed by First Lady Melania Trump with 5% and Oprah Winfrey with 3%.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is open to a Republican running mate. He told voters in New Hampshire he couldn't think of anyone he would want as a running mate at the moment. The Democratic presidential candidate added, there's some really decent Republicans out there, but they have to step up. Now, at that same event, Biden was heckled and called quid pro Joe. 2020 Democrat candidates are running against President Trump and his tax cuts, and according to Heritage Foundation fellow Stephen Moore, that's a losing proposition. He joins Fox News and says,
we have the best economy in a lot of ways in 40 years in terms of unemployment, low interest rates, low inflation rate. You're right. We have a million more jobs available in the United States than even people looking for jobs. So that's an unprecedented situation for the United States. But I want to connect the dots between that situation and the tax cuts, because this is, I think, what Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders don't get.
Moore and White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow drafted the president's tax cut plan from a few years back. Moore continues,
we intentionally tried to create a very tight labor market where you'd have a lot of jobs available for people, and that would bid up wages, because if you got a tight labor market, you know, if you don't like working for Joe down the street, you can go down the another company and work for Susan. And that's given a lot of bargaining power to workers, and that's why we're seeing wages rise for middle-class, blue-collar workers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.